Hi, this is a dictation for Miss May Carney. MAECARNY. Date of birth is 3/26/93. Date of accident 1/18/2022. Date of service is 10/11/2022. Miss May Carney is a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on January 18, 2022. She was hit on the driver's side of the car. No, she was the driver and she hit another car on their driver's side. However, the impact caused their car to be totaled, and she had blacked out and started with headaches and dizziness and forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, nausea. She was seen initially at Extension Hospital, where a CT scan of the neck and head were done and X-ray of the knee was found to be unremarkable for any positive findings. Question has been undergoing physical therapy since January. She has been found to have issues in the neck and the lower back, and with positive finding in the MRI. She also has a sacroiliac joint inflammation on the left side. In short, the patient has a negative CT scan for the brain, and the CT scan of the cervical spine on the day of accident did not show any fractures or any major finding. In the left knee pain, patient has edema of the superior lateral aspect of the Hoffa fetpad and a patellar tendon, lateral femoral trochlea, T-R-O-C-H-L-E-A, impingement syndrome. In the lumbar region, there is a bulging disc at L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5, S1. And initially she was always having pain in the lower back only. No pain in the shoulders or neck has been reported. Pain level, according to her, varies from 4 to 9. Especially if she has to lift any weight, then it becomes severe. ADLs are reported affected at 7. And the patient is working at this time in her full-time job on light duty. 70% relief in the pain has been obtained. Specifically, among the ADLs, sleep is affected 8, and rest of the ADLs are not gravely affected. In the system review, patient reports that she still has headaches, which are mostly frontal, mild, around 5 or 6. And she does not have any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, or blackouts or seizures. And she does not report any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no lack of focus, lack of concentration. And there is no anxiety or depression, panic. Patient does report some fatigue, chronic fatigue due to this accident and weakness. However, she is able to continue working. Pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness and pain in the lower back mainly. Some pain in the left hip is reported, and the SI joint also she points down to the pain with some difficulty walking, which is slightly painful. However, in the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pains, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. And there are no changes in the pain level in last 30 days. According to her, slight worsening, but it's tolerably good. And there are no changes in the medical history in 30 days or surgical history in 30 days. No hospitalization in 30 days, no weight loss in 30 days, and there is no other trauma in the last 30 days. Substance abuse, patient reports no use of any substance, including marijuana. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 130 over 82, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99. And the rest of the diagnosis is same from previous visit. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit from 9/14/2022, which is 0918-041, along with the diagnosis codes. The plan of care is as follows. The patient does report significant improvement with chiropractic treatment and physical therapy. So we have allowed physical therapy to continue at the lower back lumbar region 2 times per week, along with traction and massage. And she'll continue seeing her chiropractor if she wishes to. Acupuncture is perfectly okay. She is allowed to work on a light duty, and case management has been checked The patient allegedly does not want any injection treatment like lumbar epidural steroid injection and the sacroiliac joint injection and a left knee injection for her personal reason. She doesn't want to see any surgical consult also. At this time, the patient only wants physical therapy and chiropractic treatment, which is being afforded to the patient. Thank you.